Hey, Kim. Hi. This is Subaru Clint again. So I just spoke to the Autobody folks, and I've also forwarded you an email. When you get a chance, please talk to Patrick O'Neill. Maybe we need a new appraiser or something. I don't know, because this appraiser is just insanely cheap to put it mildly. That apparently nothing is related to the incredible damage and a will of God natural disaster type, you know, somehow in his view, nothing is related to that. Even though we've already provided more than enough supporting evidence, we've provided more than enough information to help him construct the case. I don't know if you have our portfolio there, but we are mostly a charity. None of our people are professionally trained insurance appraisers, nor are they professionally trained appraisers of any kind in financial matters, short of crunching a tax sheet or something like that, you know, in a day-to-day manner. So for the insurance appraiser to point fingers and think that we didn't collect somehow enough evidence to help them pay out a claim that we pay premium for, it's insulting and it's insane. When you see a huge intrusion in your windshield and all the mess is made, your first instinct, at least mine first instinct, would not have been, let me conduct a thorough in-the-field inspection right away. That would not have been my instinct, nor is it what the training that any of us receive in driver's ed classes. So it's insulting and really frustrating for the insurance appraiser to come out and believe everything to be unrelated damages, that somehow the auto body people are just making stuff up. It's honestly damaging my relationship with them. So please read that email. Please give Patrick O'Neill another call. And I really do hope we can come to a amicable resolution on this matter, but yeah, especially when we're paying a premium that is consistent with normally how much it would cost to reinsure this vehicle. All right, thanks so much, Kim. Have a good one.